This man's had a fantastic start to the season, and it continued yesterday with a Group 1 with Trapeze Artist and a Group 2 with Washington Heights. Gerald Ryan, been good enough to join us this morning. Gerald, good morning. Firstly, congratulations on a terrific double yesterday, and it's been some start to the season, Gerald.
Thanks, Ray. It's been a fantastic start to the season, and just got the right horses at the right time going the right way, I think. But I can't put my finger on it, but no, it's going good.
Just go with it, Gerald. Yeah, just go with it,
Gerald. Yeah. Minari was the one that we're all looking at. I think it's hugely impressive favourite going into the Golden Rose yesterday. But you're always confident about the ability of Trapeze Artist. What gave you that confidence, Gerald?
Well, just way he raced in the autumn. His horse, he's a bit hard to get fit because he's so laid back and so lazy on the track. And
right.
he races a lot better than what he works. I thought because of the way I went with him, those lead-up races that the others ran in, and I thought they'd be too sharp for him. And so he went to the 1300 and the 1500 and brought him back to yesterday. Mm-hmm. But he had, he'd done well after he ran 40 in the Stan Fox. Well, he really bounced off it. And he looked good. I don't think I've seen Ellis look as well as he looked yesterday. And he's been the same for the last 10 days.
Gerald, with the barrier, I guess you can't knock them down, and Ty couldn't get it any closer than four off the fence. What were you sort of thinking mid-race, given that Minari looked to be getting the right sort of a run with cover in fifth spot?
Well, perhaps I thought going into the race, they'd be the other way around.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Minari would be following Trapeze Artist, but Minari began and go good, began so good. Josh took advantage of it, but he did. Like they went probably down 1,000 metre mark, and I thought, well, gee, Ty's ridden this good. He's got into a game spot, but and then he ended up travelling too well there, you know.
Mm-hmm. He's off heels, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. So. Correct. Yeah.
Future for Trapeze Artist. You're thinking about the quick backup?
No.
No.
Okay.
No. I'm not going to do that. We thought about it a couple of weeks ago. We said if he won that Golden Rose, that might have a crack at the Epsom, but I think coming off a run like that, a PB, and we won't do it. We're sort of aiming towards the Kilmore.
Yep.
He'll have one run somewhere between now and then, whether it's in 2 weeks' time in the Roman Consul, 3 weeks in the Lightning, or I think they're about the only two races I can pick from, you know.
You had us all scurrying for record books yesterday, Gerald. My jaw dropped when you said Epsom and rates back in. I couldn't find a three-year-old help of Clinton Payne since No Home in 59 to actually win the race, but you've put a line through it. What about Minari, Gerald?
Minari, he'll have a freshen up and go straight to Kilmore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We'll give him 10 days down at Limits Lodge and freshen him up and just go back to 1,200 metres with him and leave him at that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's have a look at the Shannon Stakes. Washington Heights, great performance again there, Gerald. Again, another option for the quick backup for the Epsom at 50 kilos, but that's not really the way you've put the schedule in for Washington Heights. Would you break that?
We haven't said definitely no.
Right.
We haven't said yes. David and Priscilla was here at the stables last night and until about 7 o'clock and looking at the horse and the way he is and the way he's done overnight. He's come out of the race as good as he's come out of any of his previous three starts since he came home. And we haven't definitely said no. But decision that he's made probably after he has a trot around or a swim in the morning, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gee, he's had a good turn of foot, Gerald, hasn't he? Washington Heights.
He has, right, especially when he's ridden like that, you know. He's and gets a bit of room because he's a big striding horse. When you can get a bit of room, he can really let down. And, you know, there was doubts about him running 1,500, and even Kieran had his doubts about it after he went on in the other day at Randwick. But I was always confident he'd get at least 1,600, and I think Kieran is now, because his first words were, oh, take him down for the tour, thinking that he was in the Epsom, you know.
Yeah,
but we'll just sit on it. And, you know, if he went next week, he'd go for a spell. And I know all the syndicate members from Hong Kong coming over a couple weeks, so whether there's a race, freshen him up and take him down there for
a mile,
sort of, you know, he'd go up the straight, fresh up the straight on then I'll the open sprint up the straight, yeah, or there's a couple of 1400 metre races at Flemington, and you know, just something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
20 days out from the tab, Everest. Deploy is there at $11. Minari, $13 in the market. What's, how are we going to see that play out over the next couple of days, Gerald?
Minari, as far as I'm concerned, and George has left it out to me, will not be going to the Everest.
Okay.
Nah, he's a three-year-old, and you chase, you know, you want to win a Group 1 as a three-year-old. He didn't do it yesterday. Like, if he'd won yesterday, would have changed the whole concept, yeah. But... no, he's got to chase the Group 1, and the only Group 1 left available to him is the Coolmore, so he'll be going there, and I reckon he'd be a great straight track horse, that is.
Exactly, but Deploy's a gelding, isn't he, Gerald? So you can, he's rock-hard fit, and he's flying.
He's flying, Ray. He's going good. He's, I was just looking at his last three wins. He's ran, even when he ran second at Scone, he's ran each sectional in the low 33s, you know, so he's going really good. He's just about him after he had a swim and a pick this morning, and he looks really well, the horse, and he'll probably trial at Rose Hill. I was thinking about taking him to the races and galloping between races, but I don't think I'll do that. I think he'll trial here at Rose Hill on the 3rd, and that's the 11 days out, and I think that's all the horse would need to do. He's up, fitting well and going good. I've just got to keep him in the right mind sense, and you've got someone like Chris Lola looking over your shoulder. You're going to have to be very careful.
Fair enough.
I think I'm going to use an understatement here. It's an informed stable, Gerald Ryan. Congratulations, Gerald, on the two winners yesterday, Washington Heights and Trapeze Artist, and appreciate your time early on a Sunday.
Okay, no worries. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks Gerald.